It's the Full Force Movie News Burst, brought to you by GeneralsJoesReborn.com with me, Christopher McLeod, aka Diagnostic 80. Spoilers ahead, Rise of the Beast cast and crew discuss the G.I. Joe crossover. Okay, so let's begin by saying one more time, if you don't want to know what happens in Transformers Rise of the Beast, then please switch it off at the wall right now. Now, if you haven't seen the movie, then feel free to check out our previous movie news burst breaking down that final scene that relates to what I'll be discussing today, but long story short, there's a huge G.I. Joe crossover coming, and it starts at the end of Rise of the Beasts. So a number of articles have been posted from Entertainment Weekly and CBR.com regarding the future crossover between Transformers and G.I. Joe. Starting with CBR.com, Noah Dominguez interviewed Anthony Ramos and Dominique Fishback regarding the G.I. Joe news, and it turns out that Anthony was delighted when director Stephen Cappell Jr. told him the idea had been approved. "I was going crazy, when Stephen told me, he's like, yo bro, what do you think about ending the movie like this? I was like, if y'all can get that approved, there's a lot of people to get that approved, man, but if you can, that will be the craziest thing," and they did, man. "As a fan of those worlds, G.I. Joe bro, I mean, I used to have the little figurines bro, I used to create wars between them, I was just so excited. I just love the energy that Anthony Ramos has and just how excited he is for this possible combined project." Regarding a future Transformers G.I. Joe film, Dominique, who plays Elena, said, "I told Steven that since Elena has been introduced to this fighting, in between times she went to learn how to do martial arts and all of these things so she can get in on the action. I love that she is also excited to get involved in a crossover like this, and I could definitely see her develop into a prominent Joe character, like a Dial Tone or Mainframe, or even a brand new character with her special skill sets." Anthony Ramos said that he was excited for the possibility of our characters to now get involved in that world and to see who the new characters can be. In addition to the CBR article, Nick Romano of Entertainment Weekly focused on the future plans from Lorenzo Di Bonaventura and director Stephen Cappell Jr. to incorporate the Joes into the Rise of the Beast sequel. Di Bonaventura explained that, "We're introducing Joe characters into the world that we're dealing with, on whatever our characters are gonna go do. We're also not through with the Maximals, so I imagine in the next movie we'll have Maximals, Autobots, and Joes. The idea of trying to do the whole Joe world at the same time is a little daunting. This is a way to bring them into our world, remind people of who they are, and they'll have a role in the plot." Regarding that very Rise of the Beast sequel, director Stephen Cappell Jr. added, "It is definitely going to incorporate some Joe characters, but it won't go into maybe the true origins of the Joes. This makes a lot of sense, and as we go through the article, it continues to cement the theory that the next movie will be a Transformers one, with the Joes included in a more significant way." They also asked about that end scene with Michael Kelly and the warehouse front that Noah goes to for his interview. Obviously, it turns into something else, but Cappell Jr. explained that he didn't want it to just be a throwaway post-credit scene, explaining that, "It was really about trying to get Noah fulfilling his arc. This guy who was looked down upon by society. At the end of the film, the military, out of all places, given the history that he had with it, was the one to take care of his brother and his situation." It definitely feels like a solid part of the film rather than a post-credit scene that sometimes doesn't go anywhere. He even discussed why he chose G.I. Joe over Sector 7 for the big reveal. "They seem to kind of always basically lose. I don't know if this is really the hero organization I would want Noah to be in." Stephen Cappell Jr. felt as though the Joe team would make way more sense and pitched the idea to Di Bonaventura, who had contemplated including the Joes earlier in the Bayverse movies. The producer explained, "Frankly, since the first Transformers movie, the fans have been saying, please put in G.I. Joes. We were like, that's a great idea for the future, in two or three movies we should do that, then it sort of got lost along the way a bit. We kept trying to find a way to do it organically." According to the article, it took them about 2 years to run the idea up the flagpole, first to Paramount, then Hasbro, E1, Skydance, and finally Michael Bay's team, who produced the current crop of movies since he stopped directing them. They have to ask questions like, is there ever going to be a G.I. Joe movie again? Is it always going to be underneath Transformers? I can definitely see a lot of the stakeholders being concerned that it could diminish the brand by having it tag along without having its own movie or series to draw from in this universe. In response to whether we would see any characters or continuity from the recent Snake Eyes movie, Di Bonaventura stated, "We really haven't had that much in-depth conversation, but I will say this, the first step we'll do is pick the G.I. Joe characters that we're most excited about, and then we'll figure out the journey." I genuinely don't know how to take that, because it does seem like the direction you go in when you we don't have a solid idea for an overarching concept. I worry that just choosing cool characters might not be the way to approach it, but at least Stephen Caple Jr. is developing the sequel in a more thoughtful way. The article even got into the story behind Michael Kelly's hiring. With principal photography wrapped on the movie, the crew were in post-production and preparing to return to shoot pickups they weren't able to get while filming in Peru. Everything had to be top secret. Kelly didn't even know the full extent of his role. The actor had signed on to the project purely from his excitement over Transformers. Caple Jr. explained, "There was one version of the script that mentioned the G.I. Joe reveal. All other copies, including the one in the studio's possession, described the military organization as Sector 7. That way, no one could leak the script." Caple didn't give Kelly the final script until he was on set. He just freaked out, he was pacing in his trailer going back and forth, then he called his agent and he was like, "Dude, this is G.I. Joe." Then they're calling the studio like, "Is this real? Is the director playing a prank on my client?" They shot two versions of Kelly's scene, one with Sector 7 and one with the G.I. Joe business card. This was to throw off test screening audiences. There was only one copy of the G.I. Joe business card made, and Caple ensured he kept it to prevent any leaks surrounding the reveal. "I was like, I'm taking this. I don't want this to be found on the floor. I actually didn't have them printed out until the day on set. We were very cautious of it, man. We were really trying to be as secretive as possible." Considering the amount of stuff that leaks out of a movie set, I am floored that they managed to keep this all secret right up until the premiere. They also explain that Agent Burke might not be his real name. That's what we're going to be playing with in the future, but as of right now, it's Agent Burke. It's a little generic and it's done on purpose a bit. It's all part of the facade. He might grow into something else. I'm still trying to figure out what to do exactly with that character. I have some ideas, but the way I collaborate would be me doing research, me talking to Hasbro, and talking to Michael Kelly and seeing where we could take him. This is so good to hear, and I love what Stephen Caple Jr. is saying regarding the research and conversations to get the best character out of him. So as it stands, he still could be anybody, and nobody has a clue who it could be. What's even cooler was the additional information Caple gave us regarding future films. Now that the cat's out of the bag, the next movie is meant to expand the entire universe. "There's a big mission at hand. I think it's really cool that there are other planets out there with Transformers. It's one of the reasons why I introduced the Maximals that way in the beginning of our film. I was pulling from these Japanese cartoons where there's Transformers on every other planet. I just feel like we've been on Earth for a very long time, so there might be something interesting to explore there, maybe taking this war and battle somewhere else. Do I hear Star Brigade and Space Force calling? I ruddy hope so. How awesome would that be to get some real wild deep cut crossover action?" Well, what can we gauge from these interviews? Well, the crossover is officially on. Rise of the Beast is currently number one for the weekend, beating out the new Spider-Man movie, and the team are very excited for what is to come. This is all hugely positive stuff and really does have more legs than any other possible movie idea that we've seen or heard of in recent memory. The fact that the end scene is very much a part of the actual film and not just an additional fun Easter egg is very important here. This is why there was so much approval needed to make it a significant scene and not just a poster on a wall in a background somewhere. Stephen Caple Jr. seems locked in on this working, and Lorenzo Di Bonaventura might finally have a significant opportunity on his hands, which, let's face it, should have been done years ago. With the positive response box office wise so far, hopefully the movie will make enough to ramp up production on the next one. It's happening, people, but what do you guys think? Do they have what it takes now to move this universe forward? What are you expecting them to do with G.I. Joe? Will Michael Keaton be on board for this one? Yep, remember that story from a few months back? Let me know in the comments below. Okay team, I will be chatting with Justin Bell about all of this in a few weeks' time when he returns to the movie news bursts. Plus, we have lots more content to come, as well as more news, so keep it locked, stay fresh cheese bags, and as always, full force. That's it for this installment of the Full Force Movie News Burst. Don't forget to comment, like, and subscribe. See you next time, and as always, full force. Make sure you get involved with the discussion by liking, sharing, and commenting on these videos, and as always, you can keep up with the show after listening by following on Twitter at The Full Force, liking the Facebook page, facebook.com/The Full Force, and if you would like to contact the show, you can message us on either of those platforms with feedback and questions. We also have a Patreon page, so if you want to show your support for the show, see your name up in lights on these videos, or enjoy exclusive bonus content, then check out patreon.com/The Full Force Podcast, or click on the link on any of the posts this podcast appears in. Full Force.